Wow!
Yeah!
What's going on? How are you? Into the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. How are you? How was your week? Getting your Christmas shopping done? Oh, geez. Where's the year gone? It's that time of year. Where's the year gone? Oh, man. Can you believe it's already December? Can you believe we're already buying Christmas gifts? Are you going to buy that special somebody in your life a gift so they get off your ass, huh? If you're in a relationship, here's a free piece of advice. If you're in a relationship where you know they'll be pissed if you get them the wrong gift, leave that relationship. If your whole relationship is contingent on how Christmas goes and how they react as an adult opening a Christmas gift, leave that relationship, man or woman. I know it usually leans women, but you know, men have their issues as well. That's your free advice of the day. How are you doing? How's your week? How are you? Had a lot of feedback to the episode last week where people were like, how fat are you? Because I told you I went to the doctor. I went to get my screening and they called me fat. Somebody was like, how fat are you? And I'll tell you this, pal. I'll tell you this. If you were me and you got on a scale at the doctor's office and you saw the number that I saw, that's how you, that would be alarming. And that's how you know how fat I am. And I will be honest with you. There was a moment in my life. There was a split second decision I had to make. There was a split second decision. There are three people in my life that I love to lie to. Doctor, therapist, accountant. You can make it 3.5 because sometimes you have to lie to your spouse. It's just how it is. And I'll be honest with you. There was a moment where she asked me if had you been fasting all day? And I hadn't. I ate before my physical. So I was gonna, there was a split second where I was like, I'm going to lie. But then I thought about, oh my God, I'm going to be on like cholesterol medication and be pre-diabetic if I don't tell the truth. So I told the truth, but that's the internal battle, man. It's the internal battle. People are like, Ryan, what's going on in your head? The internal battle is, who am I going to lie to? Who am I going to tell a couple little white lies to this week? Is it going to be my therapist or is it going to be my doctor? Oh, geez. Did I ever tell you about me going to therapy? Did I ever tell you that? I had a little bit of a trial run with therapy, right? I had some things I had to get through. No shame in it. If you need therapy, you go to therapy. I had no shame. I had to go. I had to get through some things. But I stopped going to therapy. People are like, Ryan, why'd you stop going to therapy? I'll be honest with you. It's because I feel like my therapist knew too much. I feel like I gave away too much information. You might sit there and say, Ryan, that's the whole point of therapy. I would say, no. Now she knows too much about me and I have to go. I had to ghost her. That's a shame. And I worked it out. I figured, hey, look, the less people know, the less they can hurt me. That's what I always say. Yeah, no, it's probably not the healthiest of mechanisms. Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't know. But I definitely just quit therapy. I was just like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need you to know any more about me than you do. She started to know more about me than I feel like I did. And I was like, oh, that sucks. That sucks. That's the thing about therapy, dude. I feel like you go there, they want you to like find a reason for something. And sometimes I think the reason came back to you. It's like, wait, why am I, why, wait, am I the asshole? This can't be. If you don't go to therapy with the thought that you're the asshole in most situations, I feel like you're going to have a bad time. And maybe I'm arguing against my own point here. I feel like if you need therapy, and I'm sure there are people out there that need it that have serious, serious things they got to get through. I will talk about them here in a minute. But I got to be honest with you. I was sitting there and I was like, oh my God, maybe sometimes I'm just an asshole. That's literally what the conclusion was. And I'm like, maybe I'm going to be less of an asshole. Maybe I'm going to say no more to things. And that was it. And I was like, oh my God. And then I had to work through some other things. But like the other things are unimportant. Because I already knew. I think the first step of therapy is knowing you need it.
and then knowing you can get over those things. That's the first step. Brian, are you a genius? I don't know. But it sure feels that way. So, but nonetheless, as he sits here and drinks his cranberry holiday punch from the Zoa factory, it says, live nice, think naughty. Oh, what does he mean when he says think naughty? It's the weird horniness that the Rock preys on. Because he's just horny. And if you look like him, you'd probably be horny too, am I right? Speaking of people that need to go to therapy, I was watching a show. We watched a show on Netflix this weekend. It was the FLDS Church, the Warren Jeff saga of the people there who were just being selected, who were just being picked to be married. These people were just taking wives, and they were kicking dudes out because, you know, if there's only so many chicks to go around, and if you need three wives to get into heaven, you know. I had an idea about the FLDS Church. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this. It's a sect of Mormon people. FLDS Church. As opposed to the Church of the Latter-day Saints, which is the Mormons, which was founded well before the FLDS. The FLDS is roughly a religious sect of about 6,000 to 10,000 people. They reside in the Utah area, in the surrounding, you know, Red Rock area. While originally located in Short Creek, now Colorado City, the headquarters shifted toward El Dorado, Texas. Which those people in Texas were like, you're marrying kids? Fuck that! And they went in there and just fucking... Warren Jeffs, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, he was a horny man. I think the problem... You should go watch the show on Netflix. I forget what it was called, but it was like Escaping Prayer or whatever the hell. Pray and Obey? I don't know. These people were crazy. The problem with most religious leaders, whether it is Joseph Smith of the Mormon people, he also said, hey, you're not allowed to bang your wife. Only I'm allowed to bang your wife. That was taken to the next step with, like, David Koresh and the crazy people that lived in Texas. Why is it always Texas? They lived in Texas, and they're like, hey, you can't bang your wife anymore. I'm going to bang your wife. Like, it all seems so normal until it's like, hey, I got to start banging multiple wives, and they don't have to be mine. It feels like where a lot of religious groups fall apart, especially in the New World. A lot of them fall apart when it's like, hey, stop banging your wife. I'm going to start banging your wife. Thanks. And I mean, hey, I don't kink shame, but it's where it fell apart for David Koresh. I mean, the original Mormon guy, I think Joseph Smith, generic ass name, and then Warren Jeffs, creep, freak. He also wanted money. Kind of ran a dictatorship, and I kind of respect that. But also don't respect the whole banging children and marrying children thing. Not the biggest fan of that. But what I was getting at is those people need therapy, dude. You're talking about these people's stories. They're like 12, 13 years old, and they're like going in there like, hey, I don't want to get married. And he's like, are you questioning God? And they're just like, I mean, no, I just don't feel like I'm ready to get married. But they would never tell him about the sex. See, my biggest problem, that whole thing is, wouldn't you warn these girls that these guys are going to try to bang them when they get married at 16? Wouldn't you start there? Am I going crazy? Why am I making excuses for him? I'm not. Why am I trying to reason with people who don't want to be reasoned with? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. If I were people who wanted to marry women solely to have sex, of course that's not me. I would maybe tell them, hey, when you get married, you're going to have to do some things. Like, he's going to touch you in spots. Like, they were like, I don't know why he was touching me. Because, like, they had never had the birds and the bees talk. So they were just going in there, married, to somebody who's 30, 40 years older than them. And then they had to bang him. And then the first girls were talking about this Rulon Jeffs character. Just, I don't even know how, I know guys really ever lose their drive to want to, you know, I think that bang. But I don't know how it would be enjoyable for like an 85-year-old man on oxygen to, like, want to you know, flop around on top of a woman, try to rub front, try to start a fire. You know what I mean? You guys ever do that? When you were in, like, high school? Before you, because, you know, you were too scared to, like, go to third, fourth base? You were too scared to hit a home run? So in high school, you know, you and your girlfriend or you and your boyfriend, you know, you guys would be hanging out, and because you had that animalistic thing going on, you guys would, you know, two kids rubbing the outside of jeans trying to start a freaking fire. Talk about friction in your pants. You guys are starting friction on the outside of your pants. It's gross. It's disgusting, honestly. But of course we did it, you know? What are you going to do? Girls were too scared to, you know, lose their V's. I was too scared to show them my D. Dude, I remember there were kids, like, talking about, like, what they were doing. Like, they were in 7th and 8th grade, and they're like, oh, yeah, I mean, she was giving me a dry hand job. And I know it's gross, but I'm like, dude, I don't even want to look at my own. How am I supposed to make somebody else do this? I don't even enjoy it myself. How am I supposed to get somebody else to do this? And I don't even want them to see it. How embarrassing. You mean they're going to know what it looks like? I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm being honest. We know you're not trying to be funny. You're never funny, Ryan. You've been trying this whole time? All right, fuck you guys, okay? Hey, go fuck yourself. Sorry for the dead air there. I had almost coughed. What's going on with you guys, though? Did you guys have a good weekend? I think I had a good weekend. I think I did. I was sitting outside. I've been enjoying... You know, we have an enclosed porch here. I got a little space heater. I've been enjoying smoking cigars. And you know who doesn't enjoy when I smoke cigars? Dana. Dana hates it. Surprisingly, the woman in my life hates when guys have fun. She hates that I have a hobby. She's like, can I not hate a hobby you have? Can I not disagree? And I'm like, are you my fucking mother? I mean, Jesus Christ. So I'm out there smoking. I'm smoking cigars, watching football. I mean, is there anything better? There's nothing women hate more than when guys have fun. I stand by that. If guys are having a good time with anything, women are there to kibosh it, to just put it down. Nobody wants to see guys do less fun things than women. And that's honest. I think women don't want to see guys be happy. They only want to see guys be happy if they're doing something with them. Like, Dana will buy all these, like, games. Like, she keeps buying these, you know, like, these, like, date boxes. So, you know, me, on, like, a Friday night, you're like, I wonder what Ryan's wacky ass is up to. Well, Ryan's wacky ass is sitting at his kitchen table playing a fucking game. Nothing wrong with that. The games are fun. But, like, what are we doing? You know, I could be sports gambling. I could be... Yeah, there's a lot of worse things. This is the argument I used to make against my parents. My parents would always be so shitty about me going out, and they'd be like, be home by 9. You're out doing fucking, who knows what you'll be out doing. And maybe it was that fear that I wasn't doing any of those bad things. But I'll be honest with you, man. I was never doing anything bad. I was more embarrassed. My parents would always ask me what I was doing. I was such a loser in middle school and high school. They'd always be like, what were you guys doing? What were you doing for the last 6 hours? And I'd come home and be like, nothing. And they'd be like, what do you mean nothing? You've been gone for 6 hours. I'd be like, yeah, well, you want me to tell you the truth? That we're just sitting in random parking lots and going to fucking Wendy's? Oh, hey, Mom and Dad, we spent 2 hours in the Walmart parking lot. You would think I'm a loser. I was so embarrassed to tell my parents what I was doing. I'd be like, hey, we went to walk around Target for 25 minutes. It's so much fun. Now that's what I do as an adult. Oh, geez. But nonetheless, I'm sitting outside smoking cigars. I'm just enjoying my life, you know, trying to enjoy one thing in my life. Just trying to enjoy one fucking thing. And I'm sitting there. I'm watching something probably on YouTube. Probably watching Kirk Kaz, who I love. Kirk Kaz is a psychopath. I just want you guys to know that. I think he's crazy. I live vicariously through Kirk Kaz. I would love to have Kirk Kaz on the podcast. He is a... You look him up on YouTube. He goes everywhere in the world. Locals are like, hey, don't go down here. It's dangerous. And he just goes, what? Dangerous? All right, I won't go there. And he's like, hey, take me to that place. He'll go there. He doesn't care. It's crazy. He's just in the Amazon rainforest, just hopping through the river. What river? The Amazon. You know, he's just meeting locals and, like, eating their food. And then he's like, it sucks. This fucking shit blows. And he leaves. But yeah, so I'm probably out sitting out there on my porch watching a Kurt Kaz video, sucking down a cigar. You know me. Probably a Perdomo, one of my favorites. Probably a Perdomo recently. Monte Cristo White, of course. Romeo y Julieta. I'm more of a Connecticut shade rapper, so if you're ever thinking about buying me, but I'll dabble in the heavier shades. Sun Grown. Probably not the Mexican San Andreas labels. Not those dark labels. If it's got a dark wrapper, I'm probably not there, pal. But nonetheless, I was sitting there, and then these two fucking AT&T salesmen walk up. Is there anything worse? I have a no soliciting sign, so first of all, I'm not buying anything from you because you can't read. But when two people walk up to your door and are trying to sell you something, what year is it? Just send me a million emails like everybody else, okay? And I'm never going to buy it anyways. You're wasting your time. Why are there two people in my yard? And why is it always one really talkative goofball? There's always a goon standing like 3 feet behind him just eyeballing you like this. So I'm sitting there on my porch, and this goofball walks up. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I lean up, I move a little bit. He's like, oh, I didn't see you there. I didn't mean to bother you. And so what do I say? Because I'm in a bad mood now that you're bothering me. I go, yeah, sure doesn't seem like it. And then he's like, oh, I won't take too much of your time. And I'm like, okay. And like, if I was a real asshole, I would have just been like, hey, buddy, you got a no soliciting sign. I don't know what you're selling, but I'm not buying it. And he goes, hey, have you heard about the fiber optic cables going in around here with AT&T? And I'm like, no, I haven't heard about that. He's like, oh, it's cool. You could run it straight from the street into your house. You got great speed internet. Who do you mind me asking? Who do you have for your internet right now? And I tell him, and he's like, no, we haven't heard that. And he looks at his buddy, and they do like a little skit. They're like, oh, we haven't heard that. They start slapping each other. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then, of course, I did the coolest shit ever. I took a drag of the cigar, put it down, and then I was like, and then he's like, it'd be so much faster. I mean, how much are you paying for that a month? And I'm like, I don't know. How much does yours cost? And he goes, oh, it'd be like a couple, for the first 3 months, it'd be like $55. And I'm like, I'm paying less than that right now, and I'm way more than 3 months in. He's like, I heard they put a lot of fees on there. I was like, you just told me you hadn't heard about it. I'm starting to mess with him now because I'm being a shithead. And he's just like dumbfounded by this. He does not like this, you could tell. And my dryer is just going off. That's my dehumidifier, but there's also a dryer. So then I'm sitting there looking at him. And he's like, who do you have for the phone? And I'm like, Verizon. And he's like, oh, you liking that? Is that working good? And I'm like, yeah, buddy, it's working. It was working fine. I wanted to say it was working fine until you walk up to here. And I was like, no, and I literally held it up. I was like, it's still here. He's like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. You could bundle those to get a good deal for like $119 a month. And I'm like, nah, I'll pass. I don't want to do that. And then he walked away. Then they just walked right down the street. They didn't go in anybody else's house. They didn't knock on any other door. They just walked down the street and disappeared. Almost into thin air. That's why I think I'm schizophrenic. You know, I think I'm schizophrenic because I had two AT&T salesmen come to my door. They knocked on my door. And then all of a sudden, they walk away. I have a no soliciting sign, so obviously they can't fucking read. And then they're walking down the road, and they don't go to anybody else's house. Like, what, were they just making their rounds? Like, oh, we haven't knocked on this goofball's house in a while. We see him sitting outside. I fucking hate salespeople. I hate people that are trying to sell me something I'm never going to buy. Why would that interaction make me, like, what year is it that an interaction at my door is going to be like, you know what, you're right. I want to sign up. The fuck? Look at me. I'm the wrong demographic for that, too. You'd have to come to my door and say you're giving me some shit for free, no strings attached, here you go. And you're not, like, setting an appointment. Like, you're not coming back, because then I'm gonna cancel. You have to be ready to go right then and there. It has to be free. You'd have to blow me out of the water. You're not giving me a five. Like, if it's a $5 discount, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm just never doing it. Stay away from my house. I wouldn't answer the door if I wasn't sitting outside, but I was sitting outside, so they got me. What a fucking nightmare, you know? And then we went to get our engagement photos. We finally got those done because it rained the week before. Somebody had actually emailed me and was like, how'd those go? How'd those go? I'm like, bad. I mean, fucking bad, dude. The worst thing is when you're taking, like, it's the absolute worst when you're taking a photo or you're getting a photo taken of you, especially now, like, in the engagement photos because they're professional. And he goes and he turns that camera around. He's like, oh, these look good. And you see yourself and you're like, oh, my God. That's how people see. Like, I was like, oh, my God. I think, like, the audible gasp that came from the inside of my chest. I'm not even being fucking dramatic. The shit was incredible. I think I really got to get my shit together. I don't even know if it's my fucking diet. Or, I mean, Dana would tell you I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. Because she's a dumbass, you know? And I'm not calling her a dumbass as a person. I'm just calling her a dumbass because her diet takes are so funny. She's like, when I started eating, I mean, she was doing these, like, fruit bowls. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, well, crazy. When you start eating more nutrient-dense foods, your life got a little bit better. God fucking damn it. You know? And they're always just like, you know, when the women are fucking right, they're fucking right. And that's the worst part about being a guy, is that when the women are right, they're fucking right. And you don't want to admit it either. I used to give up in arguments. Or I used to be nuclear. Now I kind of give up. But if I want to be shithead, if I want to be a shithead, I'll be nuclear. Like, I'll just say some shit that doesn't make any sense. I'll drag that argument out. I'll get mean, too. I'll get loud. Oh, it's not pretty. What else, man? What happened? What's going on with the Cleveland Browns, huh? How about those Cleveland Browns? Hey, I got a question. First, I have a question for Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And for people who think Mike Tomlin's this fantastic coach. Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl like 15 years ago. And he's apparently in this upper echelon of coaches. Now, I know a lot of coaches haven't won Super Bowls. But, like, can we stop acting like Mike Tomlin is this, like, floor? He's a floor raiser, but he also has a ceiling. Nobody's done less with more over the last 15 years than Mike Tomlin. I'm not saying they have a talented roster, like, as a whole right now, but it's not like there's some crappy team that should be losing back-to-back weeks to 2-10 teams like they have, shockingly. He can never beat Bill Belichick. He always plays down. It's like, this is a classic Tomlin moment. What, losing games he should win? That's not good. It's not a mark of a good coach, that they play down. They haven't won a playoff game since Obama was president. And every time I bring up the coaching situation with the Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski's just won a game against a playoff team. Kevin Stefanski just won a football game that he was the head coach for against a playoff caliber team in the Jacksonville Jaguars with Joe Flacco, who 3 weeks ago was not on a football team. They just won a game. And I'm told Kevin Stefanski sucks. But in that same time, I'm told Mike Tomlin is so great, but he just lost games to the 2-10 Cardinals and then to Bailey Zappi at home. Both those games at home. What's going on? Am I losing my mind? Joe Flacco comes in. It's weird as hell as a Browns fan rooting for Joe Flacco, but I have no choice because it feels like he's got what it takes. Yes, did like four of his passes. It felt like 4 to 5 of his passes could have been a little harder. Felt like, you know, it was left some to be desired. And I feel like we're reaching, there's definitely a cliff with Joe Flacco coming. And it will be ugly. Because I remember the Broncos years for Joe Flacco. There was a weird team in there that he played for, wasn't there? Didn't he play for some, like, weird team? It was the Eagles. Yeah, that was weird. Did he play a game for the Eagles? Let's go to his Pro Football Reference. Love doing this. This is great TV. Baltimore until 2018, then Denver, New York. He was never on the Eagles. Why is there a picture of him in an Eagles jersey? He was on the practice squad or some shit? Jesus. Jesus. Isn't that like a transactions show? Baltimore, Denver Broncos. The Philadelphia Eagles signed him in March and released him in October, or traded him in October to the New York Jets. I guess he never played for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was just on their roster. Wow, that was riveting. Anyways, I'll be honest. Does it feel like there's a cliff coming? Of course. Because we're on their fourth quarterback and we're 8-5 somehow. But there's one thing I will never do as a Browns fan. There's one thing I will never, ever do as a Browns fan. I will never complain about winning because I know what losing looks like. And I know what that feels like. I've been to hell as a sports fan, especially as a football fan. I've been to hell. Hell looks like one win in 2 years. Hell looks like four wins in 3 years. Hell looks like DeShone Kizer, Kevin Hogan, Cody Kessler, RG3. Hell does not look like what Joe Flacco is doing on Sundays. Hell is not 8-5. And that's where I will leave you for the week. And that's and you know what? I know a lot of people out there, Ryan, talk about the Cowboys. The Cowboys beat the Eagles. The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. Nothing will be sweeter than this year's Cowboys collapse because it's really trending well for them. Oh, it's really trending well. And I just, I don't even care. They can win a playoff game. They could go to like the NFC Championship game and I'd be like, yep, it's coming. I think they'd be as successful if they went to the NFC Championship game. But like the way their fans talk, the way the Steelers fans talk, you'd think they were the Patriots. They won Super Bowls 30 and 40 years ago and 50 years ago. Give me a break. Love you guys. We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite, they keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight, dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright, it's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody dancing in the moonlight. We like our fun and we never fight. Stay uptight, it's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight.